Good afternoon, Ms. Kingman. Could you please state your full name, your ADC number for us for the record?
Ashley Ann Kingman, 314-317.
Okay, Ms. Kingman, you're appearing before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency. I'm going to introduce you to the board members conducting your hearing this afternoon. To my far left is the Honorable Luis Quinones. Coming down the line is the Honorable David Neal. In the middle, you have the Honorable Dr. C.T. Wright, who's our board chair. To my immediate left, you have the Honorable Mrs. Gail Rittenhouse. And my name is Michael Johnson. I'm going to be leading your hearing this afternoon. Also with us today, representing the Department of Correction, as well as your parole officer, is Mr. Turner. I believe you can see Mr. Turner on the screen now. Ms. Kingman, prior to your hearing today, you received and signed a notification form that informed you that you were going to have this hearing today. You recall receiving and signing that form?
Yes, sir.
On that form, it notified you of your right to appear and speak on your own behalf or to hire a licensed attorney to represent you at your own expense. Did you hire an attorney or are you representing yourself today?
Representing myself.
Okay, at this time I'd like to swear you and Mr. Turner in. Do you solemnly swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God, and do you so affirm?
Yes, sir.
I do, also need to make an amendment to the warrant.
Okay.
If you look on page one at the bottom where the CSED should be, that is missing. There's no date. That date should be 5/03/2019.
5/03/2019. Okay, Ms. Kimmel, I want to make a correction on your warrant, on the warrant. Just where the CSED data was blank and they wanted to put May 3rd of 2019. Okay?
Yes, sir.
Okay, your hearing is going to be conducted in two phases. In phase one, we'll determine whether the terms and conditions of your community supervision were violated. In phase two, we'll determine whether to revoke or reinstate your community supervision. We're going to start out in phase one. And then because you have a DR number attached to here, I'm going to give you three options. I'm going to read each of your allegations to you. When I read you the allegations, I need you to state whether the allegation is true, false, or I'm going to give you the opportunity to take the fifth. The reason we're giving you the opportunity to take the fifth is that these proceedings are tape recorded, and at any point, if an attorney wants to subpoena these subpoenas into court, they can. So I want to give you that option since there's a DR number attached to your warrant, okay?
Yes, sir.
Okay. The first allegation states that you're in violation of Arizona Condition of Supervision number 5 as demonstrated by your engaged in criminal activities by being in possession of methamphetamine on or about January 22nd, 2019 at your home residence, 1420 College Drive, Kingman, Arizona. Ms. Kingman, is that true? Also, would you like to take the fifth?
True.
Okay. The next allegation states that you're in violation of allegation Arizona Condition of Supervision number 5 as demonstrated by your engagement in criminal activity by being in possession of a glass pipe commonly used to smoke methamphetamine on or about January 22nd, 2019 at 1420 East College Drive in Kingman, Arizona. Is that true, false, or would you like to take the fifth?
True.
Okay. Thank you, Ms. Kingman. All right, well, based on the admission of Ms. Kingman, I am going to move to find that she was delinquent, that she did violate the terms and conditions of her supervision, and that she may have lapses, about to lapse into criminal ways or company.
Second.
Agreed.
Motion by myself, second by Ms. Rittenhouse. Agreed, Mr. Quinones, Mr. Neal, Dr. Wright. Mark these. Okay, Ms. Kingman, we're going to go into phase two of your hearing. During phase two, the board will make a determination whether to revoke or reinstate your community supervision. We're going to start out phase two by getting some additional information from the parole officer, Mr. Turner. Then I'm going to go over some information with you on the warrant, give you an opportunity to present any information that you'd like to present to the board. See if the board has any additional questions for you. Okay?
Yes, sir.
Mr. Turner.
Yes, sir. Kingman was released from ADC custody on 7/5/2018 and arrested on 1/22/2019 by ADC on a tech violation with the assistance of the Mojave County Sheriff's Office, I believe it was. New charges, possession of meth and drug paraphernalia. She was returned back to ADC custody on 1/23/2019 with a CSED of 5/3/2019, zero absconde. Current conviction, 2014, dangerous drug violation, 2 years, 6 months. She has no prior convictions. This is her first term in ADC with a CUIR score of 2.2, mental health score of 2, substance abuse score of 2. She has no STG information and no prior terms on supervision. She has no disciplinary. There were other arrest hour charges were dismissed. She has a GB score of G1, V1, status of charges. Per the Mojave County Drug Task Force, they dropped the charges so that she can be transported back to Perryville, and we will refile charges upon her release.
And I see that when you were released to and approved to stay with your mother at 1420 College Drive in Kingman, Arizona. Looks like you were working at Buyer's Market as a sales clerk, making $10.50 an hour with an average weekly work schedule of 32 hours. Were you still working at the time you were taken in custody?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Looks like on July 5th, you were referred to Sage for counseling and substance abuse treatment. Per the clinician, you were cooperative and participated in the program, and you completed that program successfully. Looks like on July 5th, you were enrolled into DUI classes at TAS for 18 weeks. You were cooperative and completed that program in 2018, December, successfully, and then you were assigned the TAS lab color ivory, and the following were the results. All tests were negative until December 27th of 2018, when you tested positive for methamphetamine and marijuana. You were sanctioned to relapse counseling at Sage Counseling on January 3rd. Says you were participating in classes 3 times a week with no missed classes. And what was going on? Because Ms. Kingman, it looks like you. You were doing good. You got out, you had a job, you were staying with your mom, you were going to all your classes, you were doing everything you were supposed to do, and then you relapsed. What happened?
I got around an old boyfriend from the past, which led to what happened, but it was my own fault, but that's what led to it, just being around an old somebody from the past.
But it looks like that your PA had kind of talked to you about making bad choices and telling you that some of the things you were charged with making were unacceptable, and that you would be returning back into custody if you didn't make better choices. So what was it about the boyfriend that just kept you into doing the drugs, relapsing?
Because it all happened around Christmas time. Just a sad holiday kind of a thing. I know it sounds like it's just a bunch of excuses, but those are the things that led to what happened.
Well, it's just kind of disappointing, Ms. King. I'm sure your mom probably was disappointed because it looks like you were doing good. You don't have a past criminal history that you can see. You have no discipline since you've been incarcerated. This is your first time going to prison. I'm trying to understand, and you went to the drug program, so what is it? What is it that's causing the relapse?
It was just being around the wrong people.
Mm-hmm.
honestly what happened.
So how was your job going? You were making a job, you were making $10.50 an hour, is that what you were making?
Yes, sir.
How did it go for you at work?
I loved work. I love my job, and I'm very, very fortunate that when I do get released again, I'm allowed to have my job back.
So you seem to be very, very honest, Ms. Ashley. I mean, Ms. Kingman, you when they asked you if you had any illegal substance at your house, you told them yes and told them where it was and what you had.
Yes, sir.
Are you just ready to give up or what? What's your plans? What do you plan on doing with your life?
What I wanted to do is I really invested in my job. It's kind of my whole family's been employed with my employer, and I had an opportunity to manage one of the stores and kind of just take off from there.
So your family involved with the stores, is that what you said? I don't quite understand.
Yes, sir.
So what's your family's involvement with the stores?
My employer has employed my whole mother's side of the family. So, and I was given an opportunity before this all happened to manage one of our stores. So
which one? I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, you go ahead, sir. I'm sorry.
So you managed the store. How did that go?
No, I was going to be given the opportunity to. Everything had happened right before things got official.
So how long have you been doing drugs?
I started probably when I was around 18. Right now, 27. And I stopped when I got incarcerated and was doing good until the end of December of last year.
Ms. Kim, I'm sure if the board has any additional questions. Same more additional questions coming from the board, Ms. King. We're coming up on a conclusion of your hearing. Is there anything else you'd like to say to the board before we go into discussion?
I just want to thank the board for giving me time.
Ms. King, when the board's going into discussion, a lot of bills in discussion, we will be making a decision whether to deny revoke or reinstate you on your community supervision. I need you to stay on the phone, however, remain silent while the board's in discussion, okay?
Yes, sir.
This was kind of comment about her going, this seemed like she's a good kid. She was working, she had a job, she was staying at home, and she's been very honest. She's been in program and completed the programs that she was actually in. She said she got with a boyfriend, or a guy, she said it was her boyfriend, and she just relapsed back into drugs. It came out, did a search of her house, and asked her if she had any illegal drugs, and she said yes, and turned over what she actually had to him. I just think she's just been extremely honest. She has to really make a decision that she don't want to hear, don't want to do the drugs. And I tell you, I have sympathy for Ms. Kingman, but I'm just not hearing from her I'm not hearing from her where she's really ready to turn that corner and not do drugs. You know, that commitment she has to, I'm not hearing a commitment to herself. So because of that, I don't really, I don't see her as being a good candidate to be released back out on a community service, Mrs. Rittenhouse.
Thank you, Mr. Johnson. I know she's listening, and I just see her as someone who's standing at a fork in the road. Because she has such limited involvement in the criminal justice system. She can either go down that fork and plan to spend a lot of her life in Orange and away from her family, or she could go the other way. But it's completely up to her, nobody else's decision. And she did well in drug treatment. She needs to pay attention to what she learned there, and she'll have a wonderful life, and it will not involve living in Orange. Thank you, Mr. Johnson.
Mr. Kenyon, that's what you said again. He says, okay. All right, that far, I am going to make a motion to deny Ms. Kingman, not to revoke the community supervision of Ms. Kingman. Find that she was delinquent, she did violate the terms and conditions of her supervision and had lapsed, was about to lapse into criminal ways or company, and she did relapse and start to use drugs. That would be my motion.
Second.
Motion by myself. Second, Ms. Rittenhouse. Agree, Mr. Quinones, Mr. Mill, Dr. Wright. Okay, Ms. Kingman?
Yes, sir.
So the board has voted to revoke your community supervision. I hope you heard and take seriously the advice that Ms. Rittenhouse gave you, because I think that's all of our general feeling that, you know, you will be released on May 3rd of 2019. If you get involved in some program while you're there, make a decision which direction you want your life to go, then we believe that you can be a very positive and productive person. If you just make the right decisions. And I think that's what your parole officer told you, that you were making bad decisions. But you take some time, think about that, figure out what you want to do, and when you're released, you won't be on any parole or community supervision at that time. Ms. Kingman, we're going to wish you the best of luck. Thank you for taking the time and opportunity to appear before this board. Again, I ask you to take very seriously the words from Ms. Rittenhouse, okay?
All right. Thank you so much.
Bye.